All right, get ready, because today we're going to be diving deep into business insurance.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Yeah, specifically something called a commercial package policy.
Okay.
Or CPP for short. And our trusty guide for this deep dive is Chapter 10 of this property and casualty insurance textbook.
Nice.
And believe me, it's way more interesting than it sounds.
I can imagine, yeah, when you think about it, insuring a business is a totally different beast than like your typical homeowners or auto insurance.
Right.
There are just so many more things to think about, so many more potential risks.
For sure. And that's exactly where the CPP thing comes in.
Okay.
It's like, imagine a giant Lego set, but for business insurance.
Yeah.
You get to pick and choose all the different coverage bricks you need to build like the perfect policy that's totally customized to your business.
That's a great way to put it. I love that analogy.
Thanks.
Yeah, the beauty of the CPP is that it gives you that flexibility. You know, a small tech startup is going to have completely different needs from, say, like a big manufacturing giant or a chain of restaurants.
Totally.
And the CPP recognizes that. It lets you create a solution that really fits.
Okay, so instead of having like one massive generic policy,
yeah,
you're saying I can create a bespoke insurance plan.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. So what kind of coverages are we talking about here?
Okay, well, think of it as a buffet.
Okay.
With two main sections, property and casualty.
All right.
On the property side, you've got coverage for all the obvious stuff.
Like what?
Your building, equipment, inventory, basically anything that could get damaged or destroyed.
So like fire, theft, natural disasters, that sort of thing.
Exactly, but it gets even more interesting.
How so?
You can also get specialized coverage, like builder's risk for construction projects.
Oh.
Imagine you're building a massive skyscraper.
Whoa.
And a huge storm hits, causes a bunch of damage. That could set you back big time financially.
Yeah, for sure.
But builder's risk would help protect you in that kind of situation.
So there's a coverage for pretty much any situation.
Pretty much.
Wow. Okay. And what about on the casualty side? What's over there?
Casualty is all about liability. So that's protecting you if your business operations cause harm to someone else or their property.
Okay, so like a classic slip and fall in my store.
Uh-huh.
Or if a product I sell malfunctions and causes some damage.
Exactly. You also have things like crime coverage to protect against employee theft or forgery.
Oh, right. Because unfortunately, those things do happen in the real world.
All the time.
Okay, this is all making a lot of sense. But I'm guessing the CPP, even though it's a pretty impressive spread.
Yeah.
There are some things it doesn't cover, right?
That's right.
It's not a one-stop shop for every business insurance need you could possibly have.
You got it. Things like workers' comp, health insurance, life insurance, even certain professional liabilities. Those are all usually separate policies.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, those are big, complex areas. They often have their own specific rules and regulations.
Right. Makes sense. It's almost like needing a specialized chef for certain dishes.
Yeah, a good way to think about it.
So that kind of raises a question for our listener.
Okay.
If the CPP is so customizable, why are these other coverages kept separate?
Mm.
Is it just for regulatory reasons, or are there other advantages to keeping them apart?
That's a really interesting question. And I think one possible reason could be the level of specialized expertise needed to underwrite and manage those types of coverages.
Gotcha.
But it's definitely something to consider as you build your overall business insurance strategy.
All right. So we've got this awesome buffet of coverage options.
Yes.
But I'm guessing it's not just about piling your plate high with everything you see.
You got it.
You need to understand the fine print, how this whole system actually works.
Absolutely.
Speaking of fine print, there's a whole section in the chapter about common policy conditions.
Yeah.
What are those all about?
Think of those as the rules of the game.
Okay.
They outline the rights and responsibilities of both the business owner
and the insurer.
So it's not just what's covered, but also how that coverage is managed and applied.
Exactly. And one of the key sections in there deals with cancellation.
Okay.
The CPP lays out very specific rules about who can cancel the policy, how they have to do it, what happens to any refunds.
So if I decide the CPP isn't for me,
right,
or I need to switch insurers, there's a clear process to follow.
Exactly. But here's where things can get a little tricky.
Oh, no.
State laws can sometimes override those standard CPP conditions.
Really?
So this is where having a knowledgeable insurance professional by your side can be a lifesaver.
Okay.
It can help you navigate those nuances of state-specific regulations.
Right, because the last thing you want is to think you're following the rules.
Yeah.
And then get hit with a curveball because of some state law you never even heard of.
Exactly. You also have sections in there outlining how changes to the policy are handled and who has the authority to make those changes. So I'm guessing that's especially important in situations where you have like multiple partners in a business.
Absolutely. It ensures clarity and prevents disputes down the line.
Makes sense. So this is all starting to feel like a very carefully constructed framework.
Yes.
It's not just a random collection of policies.
Yeah.
There's a real logic to how it's structured.
Exactly.
And one of the, I think, most intriguing parts of the common policy conditions is the section that deals with the insurer's rights.
Okay.
It's important to understand what they're entitled to do under the terms of the policy, right?
Absolutely.
So hit me with the juicy details. What kind of rights are we talking about here?
Well, did you know that the insurer has the right to audit your business's books and records for up to 3 years after the policy ends?
Wait, 3 years. So even after the policy's over,
they
can still come knocking for a financial deep dive? That's kind of intense.
It is. It really highlights the importance of meticulous record keeping, even after you think you're done with the policy. They also have the right to inspect your business premises at any time.
Okay, that makes sense. They want to make sure they have an accurate understanding of the risks that they're covering.
Right.
But it also raises the question.
Yeah.
What are they looking for during these inspections?
Mm.
Are they acting like safety inspectors, making sure everything is up to code?
That's a great question, and it's a crucial distinction to make.
Okay.
These inspections are strictly about insurability.
Right.
They're checking to see if the risks they initially assessed have changed significantly.
Got it.
They're not there to enforce safety regulations or building codes.
So it's more about making sure their assessment of the risk is still valid?
Exactly.
They want to make sure they're not insuring a ticking time bomb without knowing it.
Exactly.
Okay, and this leads us to another important clause, the transfer of rights and duties.
Yes.
What's that all about?
This clause basically says you can't just hand off your CPP to someone else without the insurer's permission.
So no gifting my insurance policy as a birthday present?
I'm afraid not.
Too bad.
There is one exception, though.
Oh, okay.
If the named insured passes away, then those rights and duties transfer to their legal representative.
Okay.
But even then, it's temporary, just until the next policy renewal.
Wow. So even death doesn't fully release you from the clutches of the CPP.
It's a powerful document.
A business insurance soul tie.
I like, it definitely highlights how seriously these policies take their terms and conditions.
Right.
But don't worry, it's all designed to protect both the business owner and the insurer, and to ensure a fair and transparent process.
All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. We've gone beyond just the buffet analogy. We've started to unpack the inner workings of the CPP.
Absolutely.
We've learned about the flexibility it offers, the common conditions that apply across the board, even some of the surprising rights that insurers have.
It's fascinating stuff.
It is. But we're just getting started. When we come back in part two, we'll dive deeper into the specific coverages you can choose from.
Ooh, can't wait.
And start building our very own CPP buffet plate. So stay tuned. Welcome back to our deep dive into the commercial package policy. Feeling like we've laid a solid foundation.
Absolutely.
And now it's time to start building.
Let's do it.
We've explored the why and the how of the CPP.
Right.
Now let's talk about the what, those specific coverages you can choose from.
Okay.
To create a policy that really fits your business.
Sounds good.
So let's head back to our insurance buffet. We've got our plates ready.
All right.
And we're in the mood to sample some delicious coverage options.
I'm hungry.
Where do we start?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, the buffet is divided into those two main sections, property and casualty.
Right.
On the property side, think of it as protecting your business's physical assets.
Right. So anything you can touch and feel.
Yeah.
Buildings, equipment, inventory, maybe even landscaping.
Exactly. And there are different ways to structure this coverage.
Okay.
Depending on the specific needs of the business.
So I'm guessing a small Etsy shop operating out of someone's garage.
Uh-huh.
Would have different needs than, say, a multi-location retail chain.
Right.
Or a massive manufacturing facility.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
The size, the scope, the nature of the business, it all plays a role in what kind of property coverage you need. And this is where understanding the concept of causes of loss becomes super important.
Causes of loss, is that just a fancy way of saying, like, things that could go wrong?
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
Causes of loss refers to the specific perils or events that are covered by the policy.
So like fires, floods, windstorms.
Yeah.
Vandalism, theft. Basically anything that could damage or destroy the property your business relies on.
Exactly.
And I'm guessing not all policies cover all those things.
That's right. There are different levels of coverage available.
Like what?
Some policies offer what we call basic coverage. which includes a limited number of named perils, often the most common ones.
Uh-huh.
Then you have broad coverage, which includes a wider range.
Okay.
And then finally, special coverage.
So special coverage is like the VIP all-access pass to peril protection.
You could say that.
All right.
Yeah. Special coverage typically covers all causes of loss, except for those that are specifically excluded in the policy.
Okay.
It's the most comprehensive option.
Got it.
But it's important to understand that even special coverage has limitations.
Limitations, you mean there are things that even the most comprehensive policy won't cover.
Exactly. This is where we get into the world of exclusions.
Okay.
Which are specific perils or situations that are not covered by the policy.
So like what? Give me some examples.
Sure. Common exclusions often include things like earthquakes.
Okay.
Floods, war, nuclear hazards.
Those are some big ones.
Yeah. These are usually considered catastrophic perils.
Right.
That are either too unpredictable or too widespread to be included in standard coverage.
So if my business is in like an earthquake-prone area or a flood zone, I'm basically on my own.
Not necessarily. While those perils are often excluded from standard coverage,
Okay. You
can usually purchase separate policies or endorsements to add them on.
Oh, so it's like ordering those extra side dishes.
Exactly.
Or toppings to make your insurance meal truly complete.
I love that analogy. Yeah. It's all about customization
right. And
making sure you have the right protection for your specific risks.
And this is where working with a knowledgeable insurance professional would really come in handy, right?
Absolutely. They can help you identify those unique risks
and
recommend the appropriate coverage.
Okay. So we've explored the property side of the buffet.
Yes.
What about casualty coverage?
Okay.
What kind of tasty options are waiting for us over there?
Well, casualty coverage, as we mentioned earlier, is all about liability.
Right.
It's designed to protect your business from financial loss if your operations cause harm to someone else or their property.
So if a customer slips and falls in my store.
Yes.
Or if a product I sell malfunctions and causes an injury.
Uh-huh.
I'm not left holding the bag for all those legal and medical expenses.
Exactly. General liability coverage, we often call it CGL, is usually the cornerstone of the casualty section.
All right.
It's designed to cover a broad range of situations,
but
it's important to understand the specific types of claims it addresses.
Okay, break it down for me. What are the key categories within general liability coverage?
All right, so first you have bodily injury.
Okay, pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, covers those situations where someone's physically hurt on your property.
Uh-huh.
Or as a result of your business operations.
Like our classic slip and fall.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then you have property damage.
Okay.
Which applies when your business operations cause damage to someone else's property.
So if my delivery truck accidentally backs into a customer's car.
Yeah.
Or a piece of equipment malfunctions and damages a client's office. That's where property damage coverage kicks
in. Exactly.
Nope.
And then there's a category called personal and advertising injury.
This one sounds intriguing.
It is.
Tell me more.
So this category covers a range of offenses
that
can damage someone's reputation or infringe on their rights.
Like what kind of things?
We're talking about libel, slander, copyright infringement.
Oh, wow.
Invasion of privacy. Even wrongful eviction in some cases.
So it's not just about physical harm.
No.
It's about protecting against those less tangible but potentially very damaging reputational risks.
You got it.
Okay.
And that's just scratching the surface of general liability coverage.
I can imagine.
There are so many nuances, so many scenarios that it can cover.
So many.
Which, again, highlights the importance of working with a knowledgeable insurance professional.
Right, because trying to decipher all this on my own would be like trying to solve a complex mathematical equation.
It can feel that way.
Okay.
And speaking of equations, there's another crucial aspect of casualty coverage we need to talk about.
Okay.
Crime coverage.
Ooh, crime coverage? This sounds like we're stepping into a whole new realm of insurance intrigue.
It's definitely an important one.
What's that all about?
Crime coverage is designed to protect your business from financial losses caused by, well, criminal acts.
Okay, give me some examples.
We're talking employee theft, robbery, burglary, forgery, even computer fraud, and funds transfer fraud.
So if my seemingly trustworthy bookkeeper decides to make a run for it with the company funds.
Yeah.
Or someone hacks into my system and steals all my sensitive customer data.
Uh-huh.
That's where crime coverage would come in.
Exactly. It can help mitigate that financial damage.
Right.
And in today's digital world, where cybercrime is becoming increasingly sophisticated.
Yeah, for sure.
This kind of coverage is more important than ever.
Okay, so we've got general liability and crime coverage. as our main players in the casualty section.
Yes.
Are there any other specialized options we should be aware of?
Absolutely. Depending on the nature of your business, you might also want to consider something like professional liability coverage.
Professional liability. Now, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Isn't that something that, like, doctors and lawyers typically have?
You're right. Those professions often require it. Mm. It's also known as errors and omissions insurance.
Okay.
But it's not just limited to those fields.
Got it.
Any business that provides professional services or advice can benefit.
Okay, so if I'm a consultant, an accountant,
yeah.
a financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
basically anyone whose work involves giving advice or making recommendations.
Right.
Professional liability coverage would protect me if a client claims that, like, my actions or advice cause them financial harm.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a crucial safety net for professionals who are exposed to those kinds of risks.
Right, and the great thing about the CPP.
Yeah.
is that you can often bundle these specialized coverages together
mm-hmm.
with your general liability and property coverage.
Exactly. It's all about creating that perfect insurance cocktail to suit your business's unique flavor profile.
I like that.
Cheers to that.
But we've been throwing around a lot of terms and concepts here.
We have.
Let's take a moment to connect this back to our listener.
Okay.
And address a question they might be having.
All right.
Why does all this matter to me? How does understanding these different coverage options actually benefit a business owner?
That's a great point. It's not just about memorizing insurance jargon.
Right.
It's about understanding how these coverages can protect you from real-world risks.
Yeah.
Having the right coverage could be the difference between weathering a financial storm and being completely wiped out.
Right. It's like having that solid financial safety net
yeah.
that can catch you if things go wrong.
Absolutely. And beyond the peace of mind.
Right.
Having the right coverage can also improve your business's credibility.
Okay.
When you're dealing with clients, vendors, investors,
yeah.
they often want to see that you're taking risk management seriously.
It's a sign of professionalism.
Exactly.
Responsibility.
Yes.
It can even give you a competitive edge in some industries.
For sure.
So while navigating the world of the CPP might seem daunting at first.
It can be.
It's an investment worth making.
Absolutely.
It's about protecting your business, your livelihood,
yeah.
your peace of mind.
Well said.
I'm feeling a lot more informed.
Good.
But I'm also realizing that there's still so much to learn.
Of course.
We've talked about the main courses on our CPP buffet.
Right.
But now I'm curious about those special instructions, those fine print details that apply to each coverage form.
You're right.
Okay.
Choosing the coverages is just the first step.
Got it.
We need to understand how those coverages actually work in practice.
Okay. I'm ready to get into the nitty-gritty details.
Let's do it.
Lead the way. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring all the ins and outs of this commercial package policy.
We have.
And I'm honestly feeling like a kid in a candy store.
Oh, yeah?
With all these coverage options.
I know, right?
But as we've been saying throughout this whole deep dive, simply choosing the coverages isn't enough.
Right.
We need to really understand the nuances of how those coverages actually work.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because what good is like a delicious-looking insurance sundae?
Yeah.
If it melts before you can even take a bite.
Exactly.
We need to make sure those coverages are solid and reliable when we need them most.
For sure.
And that's where understanding those terms and conditions
right.
and exclusions associated with each coverage form becomes like absolutely critical.
Yeah. It's the fine print that can really make all the difference.
Okay. So let's put on our reading glasses.
Okay.
And dive into the details. Where do we even begin?
Well, we could spend hours dissecting every single clause and subclause.
Probably.
But let's focus on some key areas that often trip up business owners.
Okay.
For instance, let's go back to the commercial property coverage.
Right.
We talked about causes of loss,
mm-hmm.
but there's another layer to consider, how the value of your property is actually determined in the event of a claim.
Okay. So if a fire, let's say, destroys my inventory.
Right.
How do they decide how much I'm actually entitled to receive?
Right.
Do they just take my word for it?
That's where things can get a little bit tricky.
Okay.
There are different valuation methods that insurers use, and they can significantly impact your payout.
How so?
Some policies might use what's called actual cash value.
Oh, okay.
Which takes depreciation into account.
Okay.
So if that inventory was purchased, let's say, 5 years ago,
right.
you're going to receive its current market value, not what you originally paid for it.
Oh, so even if I had top-of-the-line equipment and it was in perfect condition,
yeah.
I might not actually get enough to replace it with a brand new equivalent.
Exactly.
That seems a little unfair.
I can see how that would be frustrating.
Yeah.
And that's why some businesses opt for replacement cost coverage, which pays out enough to replace that damaged property with new items of similar kind and quality, regardless of depreciation.
Okay, so that seems like a much better option, especially for businesses with, like, expensive equipment.
Right.
Or inventory.
For sure.
But I'm guessing replacement cost coverage comes with a higher premium.
That's typically the case.
Okay.
It's a trade-off, higher upfront cost for greater peace of mind, knowing you'll be fully covered if something happens.
Right. It's about weighing those risks and benefits.
Yeah.
Finding the coverage that aligns with your business needs.
Absolutely.
And your budget.
Exactly. And this is just one example of how those little details within a coverage form can significantly impact your protection.
Right.
Let's switch gears to general liability coverage.
Okay.
Which also has its fair share of intricacies.
All right. I'm ready to unravel the mysteries of general liability.
Let's go.
What are some of the common pitfalls or areas where business owners should, like, really be paying extra attention?
One area that often causes confusion is the concept of limits of liability.
Okay, and what does that mean?
This refers to the maximum amount the insurer will pay for a covered claim.
So if my policy has a limit of, let's say, $1 million,
right,
and a customer is awarded $2 million in a lawsuit against me, I'm on the hook for the extra million.
That's essentially how it works, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is why it's so crucial to choose limits that are adequate for your business's risk exposure.
Okay.
Underestimating your potential liability can have devastating financial consequences.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
It is.
So I'm starting to see how important it is to really dig into these details.
Yes.
And not just assume you're covered.
Absolutely. And this is where working with that knowledgeable insurance professional becomes invaluable.
Right.
They can help you assess your risks, explain the different coverage options and their limitations, guide you towards a policy that truly protects your business.
Okay, let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And talk about finding the right insurance professional. We've mentioned it a bunch throughout this deep dive.
We have.
But let's give our listeners some practical tips.
Yeah.
How do you even go about finding a good one?
Right.
Is it as simple as just Googling insurance agent near me?
Well, that might be a starting point.
Okay.
There's a bit more to it than that.
Okay. Like what?
You want to find someone who specializes in commercial insurance.
Okay.
Ideally with experience in your specific industry.
So if I'm running a construction company.
Right.
I should look for an insurance professional who knows their way around blueprints and building codes.
Exactly. You want someone who understands those unique risks and challenges associated with your type of business.
Got it.
Someone who speaks your language.
Yeah.
And can tailor a policy to your specific needs.
Okay, so beyond industry experience.
Yeah.
What other qualities should I be looking for?
Communication is key.
Okay.
You want someone who can explain these complex insurance concepts. In plain English, someone who's patient, responsive, and genuinely interested in helping you understand.
So basically, someone who can translate all that insurance jargon into something I can actually understand.
Exactly.
Okay.
You should also look for someone who's proactive about assessing your risks and recommending options.
Sure.
They should be asking you questions about your business, digging into the details,
okay,
not just trying to sell you the most expensive policy.
So more of a trusted advisor.
Yes.
Than like a pushy salesperson.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for references.
Okay.
Or check online reviews, see what other businesses have said about their experience.
Right. Get some social proof.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's say I've found a potential insurance professional.
Right.
What are some key questions I should ask them?
Okay.
To make sure they're the right fit.
First and foremost, make sure they're licensed to sell insurance in your state.
Okay.
And that they have that necessary expertise in commercial insurance.
Right. I don't want to trust my business's financial well-being to someone who's just winging it.
You want someone who knows the ropes.
Yeah.
And can navigate the complexities of the insurance world.
Exactly.
You should also ask them about their process.
Okay.
For assessing risks and recommending coverage.
Right.
Do they have like a standardized approach or do they tailor it to each individual business?
Seems like a tailored approach would be more valuable.
Uh-huh.
Since every business is unique.
Exactly. You should also inquire about their communication style.
Okay.
How often you can expect updates or check-ins.
Makes sense.
And of course, don't forget to discuss fees and payment options up front.
Right, because money talks.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so it sounds like finding the right insurance professional is a little bit like dating.
Yeah.
You need to ask the right questions to see if you're compatible.
I love that analogy. It really is.
Right.
Building that strong relationship with your insurance professional is so important.
Yeah.
They're going to be your advocate if you have to file a claim. So you want to make sure you trust and feel comfortable with them.
Absolutely.
Speaking of claims.
Oh, yeah.
What happens if your business actually needs to file one?
Yeah.
Is it a complicated process? It can be. It varies depending on the insurer.
Okay.
The specific circumstances of the claim.
Uh-huh.
But generally, you'll need to notify your insurance professional.
Okay.
As soon as possible after the incident occurs.
So no waiting 6 months to see if the problem magically resolves itself?
No, definitely not. Time is of the essence.
Okay.
When it comes to these insurance claims.
Got it.
And your insurance professional will guide you through that whole process,
uh-huh.
which typically involves providing documentation, filling out forms,
right.
maybe even working with an adjuster.
So having that knowledgeable and supportive professional by your side
yeah.
can make a huge difference.
Absolutely, especially during a stressful time like that.
For sure, they can help ensure your claim is handled fairly and efficiently.
Yes.
And advocate for you if any issues come up.
Exactly, and remember, yeah.
Even after your claim is resolved,
uh-huh.
that relationship with your insurance professional, it doesn't just end there.
Right.
It's an ongoing partnership.
Okay.
As your business evolves, your risks might change.
Right.
And your coverage needs to adapt accordingly.
So it's not just a one-time transaction.
Yeah.
It's about building that long-term relationship
yes.
with someone who understands your business and can help you navigate this ever-changing world of insurance.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole journey of understanding business insurance so fascinating.
Yeah.
It's a continuous learning process.
Uh-huh.
And the more you know, the better equipped you are to protect your business and its future.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know.
I think so, too.
About the commercial package policy.
We've gone from buffet analogies.
I know. It's been quite a ride.
It has, yeah. We've explored the flexibility and customization it offers,
mm-hmm.
the common conditions that apply across the board.
And, of course, the importance of finding that right insurance professional.
Absolutely.
To guide you through this whole complex world.
We've given our listeners a pretty comprehensive crash course.
I think so.
In business insurance. But the learning doesn't stop here.
No, definitely not.
We encourage our listeners to check out the show notes for links to additional resources.
Yes.
And to reach out to us with any questions they might have.
Absolutely.
And if you're a business owner who has recently gone through this whole CPP process.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your experiences, share your insights and tips on our social media channels.
That'd be great.
Thanks for joining us on this insurance adventure.
It's been fun.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed,
and stay insured.
And with that, we'll see you next time.